Hey guys, it's Summer G, your local mortgage lender, and today I am starting a series of kind of answering questions of, Summer, what happens after I go under contract? So you have gotten pre-approved and you've been out shopping and you find the house that you want to submit an offer on and you win the offer. What happens next? So you are going to put an earnest money deposit down. Usually your real estate agent will collect this from you, and they will either have it delivered to the title company, or some title companies have some sort of digital asset type apps where you can send your earnest money. That check will be cashed and it will clear your bank. Usually earnest money deposits are around 1% of the sales price, so that's probably what you should expect. As a loan officer, I am also going to ask for verification to show that that check has cleared your bank, because we do have to show where that earnest money came from, because earnest money, just like down payment, cannot be borrowed. So we do have to source the funds. And then you kind of have the house side of things that your real estate agent is going to help you with. So you're going to want to get a home inspection. This is something that you're going to do on your own. It doesn't have anything to do with me as the mortgage company. But it's smart to basically have a third-party inspector come in, take a look at the house. They go through all the tiny details of everything. They get on the roof, they go underneath the crawl space, they check the foundation, they're checking water heaters, they're checking light switches, they're gonna make sure all the toilets flush and that the dishwasher works. And then they're gonna come back to you with this crazy long report. And there's always going to be something on there, unless it's a brand new house, somebody's lived there, and there's always gonna be details on there. And that's where your real estate agent is really gonna be a huge benefit to you, because they are gonna tell you the things that are really super important for you to go back and negotiate repairs with the seller. So you will still have another opportunity to go back to the seller and say, hey, they said this thing was wrong, cogwheel shenanigans on the water heater. And then the seller can either say, yes, I will fix that. Or the seller can say, well, I don't really want to fix that, so I will give you $500 towards your closing cost and you can fix it. So there's negotiating power left in there. Sometimes if the repairs are really extensive and maybe the seller just doesn't have the money to do it, they can even renegotiate the sales price down to make up for the cost of those repairs. So just a couple of little tidbits of what happens right after you go under contract. And tune in next time and we will talk a little bit more about what happens after that inspection is thumbs up good and we move along in the transaction. So hope you guys have an amazing day. And if you have any mortgage questions, please give me a call. Hope you have an awesome day.